Love it.
Mike Leigh's Private Passions, this Sunday at midday on BBC Radio 3.
Back to this evening, it's 11 o'clock, and now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Well, I was passing by a pawn shop in an older part of town. Something caught my eye, and I stopped and turned around. I stepped inside, and there I spied in the middle of it all was a beat-up old guitar hanging on the wall. What do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down, and he put it in my hand. Said, you tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Tune it up, play a song, and let's just see what haunts it. So I hit a couple of chords in my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning. Man, I never heard it come. It was like I always knew. I just don't know where I learned it. It wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned it. Nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. The guitar almost played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who. When I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking and I was scared to death. The old man finally got up and said, where in the hell you been? I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in. And then he took down an old dusty case and said, go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing. And then he said, good luck. There was something spooky in his voice and something strange on his face. And when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
Well, there's a master at work, Guy Clark, with The Tale of the Guitar, and you'll find that on his album called Some Days the Song Writes You. Welcome to Late Junction. This music's from Iran. It features the tar, which is a type of long-necked lute, and this is a piece written and played by Dariush Dulat Shahi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And from Tehran to the Tuareg, the group Tamikrest, who hail from a remote desert town in the northwest of the Sahara. The Tuareg used to rule the Sahara in ancient times, but they've since had to fight hard for recognition and independence, and their struggle was the cause of civil war in the early 1990s. This is Tamikrest's second album to date. It's called Toumastin, and as well as that short improvisation, it also includes this song about love and happiness.
comme deux guitares de zéro.
Un marina
sonneur. Dans le déchila nena.
Un marina
sonneur. Dans un sol et guillaïna.
Un marina
sonneur. Et qu'à l'oral de zidamina.
Group Tamacrest, who you can catch at the Home Festival this year. The Home Festival happens over a weekend in June, the 24th and 25th of June, down in Dartington. And then you can also see them at the Borderline in London on June the 28th. Now, the latest compilation of fascinating recordings that the producer Ibrahim Asila has put together in a great attempt to document the music of Africa is focusing on Senegal. It's a double album. The second CD is more uplifting and Latin-influenced, but the first is full of quite raw gems dating from the 1960s, just after independence. This song, Bulma Min, you may well recognise from Orchestra Baobab's cheerful version, but here it is performed absolutely straight by Fatou Samb and the Ensemble National du Sénégal.
Sirep sobe, alinhai, e aí. mafate kwan mwinyaw banyire.
Oh,
Well, that is the Future Trad Collective, a band who has at its core the flautist Michael McGoldrick, along with the fiddler Andy Dinnan and the guitarist Ian Fletcher. It's a track called Strike the House Down. And if you're heading to the Knockangorrach Festival in the glorious Galloway Hills at the end of May, you can catch them there. Now, the compilations that F-Roots magazine have been putting together called Looking for a New England are proving well worth a listen. It's a collection of pieces by musicians who have cultural roots in all kinds of different countries, but who've chosen to make the UK their home. So I thought I'd play you a couple of tracks from this second volume tonight, starting first with the Chinese flute as played by Guo Yue. That is the double bass virtuoso Lars Danielsson with the pianist Leszek Mozier, who are from Sweden and Poland, respectively. And that's their rather beautiful take on a Swedish folk song called Eja mit Hjärta. And that's putting me in mind of what I think is my favourite moment on Nancy Kerr and James Fagan's latest release called Twice Reflected Sun. It's a song by Nancy called Lover's Hymn, but it's one that makes very clever use of another well-known hymn tune.
You'd be a pilgrim heading on through every weather, just loving idols, silent in stone. You sing your anthem, stepping nimble to each measure, only to stumble on your way home. Let there be a winding road, a question mark untwisting, and on your lover's lips a gypsy whisper. Let there be a lighter load, a quiet sky on Canaan, and in his hand a home and all its meaning. Don't fear an omen, like a virgin's eyes upon you, black clouds above you, preaching of storms. Let flawed adorers put a threadbare robe around you, their flame inside you, keeping you warm. Let there be a winding road, a question mark untwisting, and on your lover's lips a gypsy whisper. Let there be a lighter load, a quiet sky on Canaan, and in his hand a home and all its meaning. The light is dying in the windows of the temple, while on the mountain morning takes hold. In our communion there are no gilded fountains, just fraying remnants of crimson and gold. Let there be a winding road, a question mark untwisting, and on your lover's lips a gypsy whisper. Let there be a lighter load, a quiet sky on Canaan, and in his hand a home and all its meaning. Let there be a winding road, a question mark untwisting, on your lover's lips a gypsy whisper. Let there be a lighter load, a quiet sky on Canaan, and in his hand a home and all its meaning.
Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, joined by Rob Harbron, also on the concertina. That's Lover's Hymn, and it's from their highly recommended album Twice Reflected Sun. And Nancy and James were the worthy winners of the Best Duo accolade at the BBC Folk Awards earlier this year. They're always on the road, it seems, either here or in Australia. But Walthamstow Folk Club is the next stop for them on the 15th of May. But there are plenty of other dates too, and also festivals that they'll be appearing at. So do have a look at their website and note a few down. Here's something else quintessentially English. This is a Fantasia by Orlando Gibbons, as played by Fretwork.
Oj, Trabzon, Trabzon, icun kalay, icun kalay në Kazan, icun kalay në Kazan. Oj, Trabzon, Trabzon, icun kalay në Kazan, icun kalay në Kazan. Efçali günlerum, efçali günlerumde, geldi çatı, geldi çatı Ramazan, geldi çatı Ramazan. Efçali günlerumde, efçali günlerumde, geldi çatı Ramazan, geldi çatı Ramazan. Thank you.
Oy Trabzon, Trabzon, senden ayrı, senden ayrılacağım, senden ayrılacağım. Oy Trabzon, Trabzon, senden ayrı, senden ayrılacağım, senden ayrılacağım. Efkarlı günlerimde, yar aklıma gelende, düşüp bayılacağım, düşüp bayılacağım. Yar aklıma gelende, efkarlı günlerimde, düşüp bayılacağım, düşüp bayılacağım. Askaros deresin un, yan tarafı, yan tarafı derin dur, yan tarafı derin dur. Askaros deresin un, yan tarafı derin dur, yan tarafı derin dur. Bu yılda böyle geçti, bugünüm böyle geçti. Yarın Allah, yarın Allah kerim dur, yarın Allah kerim dur. Bugünüm böyle geçti, bugünüm böyle geçti. Yarın Allah, yarın Allah kerim dur, yarın Allah kerim dur. Thank you.
do love the sound of mast fiddles. In that case, it's a group from France called Archetype, and a tune by one of the band's members called Fanch Ludreau, and a tune inspired, I would guess, by the traditional music of Brittany, which is a very trancey sound if you ever come across it, especially if you can watch the dance that goes with the tunes too. Before Archetype was a song from northern Turkey. The bowed instrument there was the three-stringed Comanche. And the song, sung by Emin Yarca, was one about the sadness of leaving lovers and the homeland behind. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this piece of pianistic minimalism is by Peter Michael Hamill.
because you're somebody says, swim with the current and float away down by the river every day.
Agnes Obel with Riverside from her album Philharmonics, following on from a piece called Transpersonal, which is written and played by Peter Michael Hamill. Do have a look at the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website if you'd like details of anything that we play on this programme. Or, of course, you can write to us for a playlist. Our address is BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A1AA. This is the work of Bill, B-I-L-L, which are the initials of the members. Clive Bell, who's done so much creative work over the years. He plays a variety of blown instruments. In this case, I think it might be the Chinese Sheng that he's playing. Jackie Liebertzeit, who used to be in Cannes. Robert Lippuk of Tu Rococo Rote. And Hans Joachim Ermler, formerly of Faust. And they were all invited into the Faust studios for a week last year to improvise an experiment, and this is one of the tracks they came up with. It's called The Thrower.
Thank you. There's a story in an ancient play about birds called The Birds. And it's a short story from before the world began. From a time when there was no earth, no land. Only air and birds everywhere. But the thing was, there was no place to land. Because there was no land. So they just circled around and around. Because this was before the world began. The sound was deafening. Songbirds were everywhere. Billions and billions and billions of birds. And one of these birds was a lark. And one day her father died. And this was a really big problem, because what should they do with the body? And there was no place to put the body because there was no earth. She decided to bury her father in the back of her own head. And this was the beginning of memory. Because before this, no one could remember a thing. They were just constantly flying in circles. Constantly flying in huge circles.
Well, that's classic Laurie Anderson, The Beginning of Memory, which is on her latest release called Homeland. And if you didn't manage to catch her at the Barbican last month, she's going to be back in the UK in November for a date at the Delaware Pavilion. Bill's album is called Spielwiese 2, and you'll find it on the Klangbad label. Just going back now to the F Roots compilation called Looking for a New England 2, which was released at the end of last year. From it, this is a track by the London Bulgarian Choir, who do a terrific job of mastering what really is quite an intricate vocal technique.
Yeah.
Stile Antico with Haste Thee, O God, by John Shepherd, who was writing in the first half of the 16th century. But we don't know a great deal about him. A lot of his music was lost. But Stile Antico is certainly doing their bit to preserve what we still do have of his, with an album dedicated to his music, and it's called Media Vita. The London Bulgarian Choir are going to be appearing at the Spitalfields Festival this year, so do go along there if you'd like to see them live, and who knows, you may even be tempted to sign up and join. In a moment, a Gaelic song so beautiful that it's said to have saved a man from the gallows. And just before it, the equally serene Song of Loss by Nigel Osborne.
Zeit zu allem words are gone, smaying wakeness back lonely. Share the door, channel, be a boy to art, nor would it be mare.
So the legend behind that song is that a Gael called Mac Eyan was sentenced to be hanged after he'd eloped with the landlord's presumably beautiful daughter. But then she, with him in captivity, wrote that song, melted the hearts of his captors, and he was set free. Thomas Barn Mac Eyan, as sung by Sheila Denver With the group Leanne Dunn. Before that was The Song of Loss by Nigel Osborne. That's from his opera The Piano Tuner, and it was as played by the Fidelio Trio. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp. And here is the group that won the BBC Young Folk Awards back in 1999. 422 is their name. And it's great to see that they're still going strong. Their fourth album to date is called Go Forth. And it starts with this joyful set of jigs. A set of jigs called Joe Foster's, as played by 422, Emily and Sophie Ball, Ian Stevenson, Joey Oliver and Sam Pert. And you'll find their album Go Forth on the Fellside label. The winner of the Young Folk Awards a couple of years ago, meanwhile, was James Findlay, who's a singer whose mature voice belies his age. Again, Fellside have stepped up to the mark here, releasing his debut album in February this year. It's a collection of very solid traditional songs, like this one called George Collins.
George Collins walked out one fine May morn, when May was all in bloom, and there he spied a fair pretty maid come a-washing a marble stone. She weeped, she hollered, she hired a voice. She raised her lily-white hand. Come hither, George Collins, she said. Oh, I fear your life won't be long. So he placed his foot on the water's edge, and all the lilies sprang he, and he embraced her round the middle, so small, and he kissed her red ruby lips. And he's away to his father's hall, and mother can make my bed. And I press upon you, my young sister, for a napkin to tie round my head. For if that I should die this night, as I suppose I shall, come bury beneath the marble stone that lies at Fair Eleanor's bower. Well, Ellen, she sits in her bower so fine, oh, so in the silken gown. When there she spied the finest corpse coming that ever the sun shone on. And she says unto her Irish maid, whose corpse is that so fine? Oh, that's George Collins's corpse, a coming he once was a true love of thine. Come lay him down, me six pretty boys. You open the coffin so fine, and I will kiss his clay cold lips, for 10,000 times he's kissed mine. You go upstairs, you fetch the cloth, all laced with the silver twine. Tonight it hangs o'er George Collins's head, but tomorrow it hang over mine. So the news was carried to London town, and written on London gate, how six pretty maids died all in one night, and it's all for George Collins' sake.
That's a band called Theatha, which is a Sanskrit word. It means crossing, and the crossing in this case being between jazz, Indian ragas and tals, and a lot more besides. Vijay Iyer on the piano, the guitarist Prasanna, and Nitin Mitta playing tabla. And the track Entropy and Time, flowing on there from James Findlay, whose debut album is called Sport and Play. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening to Late Junction tonight. I'll be back at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and just leave you now with the Cowboy Junkies and a track called Cicadas. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And I'm starting this morning at the 2010 BBC Proms, where Saturday the 14th of August was Bach Day. Sir John Eliot Gardner and the English Baroque soloists treated a Cadogan Hall audience to all six of the Brandenburg concertos, and we'll hear numbers 1, 6 and 4 today. Bach dedicated the concertos to the Margrave of Brandenburg in 1721. They're all for different instruments, and I don't think I can possibly improve on Catherine Bott's description of them when she originally presented this concert as a young Margrave's guide to the orchestra. The concerto number 1 in F takes us on a grand hunting party with oboes and horns well to the fore.